we're back for another episode of May 28th News for Gamers Radio. In the studio, we have a special guest, but we also have the Gamers Con.
Hey, how's it going?
We have the Wombat.
How you living?
I thought they were going to respond, but
I was waiting for it, but nobody said anything back.
And then we have a special guest from another site. Do you want to divulge that?
Well, whether or not I'm allowed to, from GamingAge.com, that is www.gaming-age.com.
This is shameless promotion
nice.
There.
That's right.
Nice.
Aren't
I
you
do.
Guys responsible for the NeoGAF forums?
Yes.
You are bastards, you know?
Yes, we are.
That forum
not
is...
Not only are we responsible for the NeoGAF forums, but we're also responsible for giving the infamous Ninja Gaiden score.
Oh, yeah. Who is this Paul Bryant guy? Because he just doesn't like anything.
He's one of our best editors, actually.
All right, so we're going to move into what's fondling your console. Yeah, we dubbed it that because it's so much funnier.
Yeah.
So I'll start with a special guest. What's fondling your console this week?
Right now, typical Guitar Hero 2 for the Xbox 360.
See, it's not just us.
Not just us.
Everybody wants to.
And, of
guitar.
Course, the game that everybody loves to hate, MLB The Show for the PlayStation 3. For all you PlayStation fanboys out there, that's right. I love MLB The Show for the PlayStation 3.
See, we brought on a PlayStation guy because they keep accusing us of being paid by Microsoft.
PlayStation still sucks, but they do make a great baseball game.
Damn it, you son of a bitch, you ruined it.
Alrighty then, now we got that out of
okay,
there.
Okay, I take that
Rabbit
back, actually, PlayStation
fanboy.
Doesn't suck. It's actually a very well-made system. It's just there ain't shit out for it.
That's the problem. It's a great system, there just is nothing to play right now. I really wish there was, because, you know, I love the system.
Give me a couple games and I'll buy it.
Hey, it's coming this fall.
Drop the price.
This fall it's going to be there, you know, with Drake's Fortune, Ratchet and Clank, Heavenly Sword.
That's what I said. Actually, those were my exact words watching the trailer for Drake's Fortune was, wow, they might actually give me a reason to buy the PlayStation 3.
That game
looks
freaking
amazing.
Incredible. I'm so excited. It's
oh,
Naughty
yeah.
Dog. So
yeah,
that's the question, though. If Naughty Dog's doing Drake's Fortress, who's doing Crash of the Titans?
Is it if Vivendi Universal owns that license now? Did they buy it back in the PS2 days?
Didn't we just look at screenshots of it and call it ass of the Titans? Why does anybody
oh
care?
My god.
Everything is ass of something this week,
right.
I'm telling you.
It's ass of victory.
Ass of victory.
Oh, see, you can't do that. That's wrong. So is that all you're playing this week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
So I'll move on to the Wombat. What's funneling you this week?
Oh, I've been playing a shit ton of Command & Conquer 3.
I noticed.
This week.
Oh, yeah.
Which is absolutely... For anybody that knows me, which is exactly 0% of the listening population, I can't stand real-time strategy games. I can't stand them. But Command & Conquer has just grabbed a hold of me in a way that... I've never been grabbed a hold of by a real-time strategy game.
I was going to say, I hope you were going to put the words real-time strategy in there.
No, it's absolutely fantastic. So, control is fantastic. It's very fast-paced. There's no senseless resource building like in some real-time strategy games. You just kind of sick your harvesters out there. They do all the work for you.
You
get to concentrate on breaking shit.
You weren't thrilled in Age of Empires when you had to collect wood, silver, food, trees, people? You
Warcraft
know?
The same way.
Well, okay, well, how about if you're a gamer like me, it's usually the first-person shooter sports guy who drools in the side of his mouth when they say build something. Would I get into something like this?
Yeah, you would, honestly, because I'm the same way. I don't get into, like I said, like Warcraft drove me nuts because I hated having to manage wood, having to manage gold, having to make sure structures were built. The building in this game takes 10 seconds. Like, you click to build, it takes 10 seconds to build, you place it wherever you want. Watch turrets to guard your base take like 5 seconds to build. Everything's real quick. So, troops build real quick.
And of course, three words that make Command & Conquer 3 the greatest game ever. Billy D. Williams.
Yes.
One of my Colt 45. I work for the
Billy
GDI.
Billy D. and Michael Ironside. Both.
They're even in cutscenes together.
Yep.
Billy D, I think he had a few too many Colt 45.
Yeah,
to watch some new
he really seems drunk the entire time.
He seemed drunk during the Star Wars Live at 30 last night on G4, too.
I saw Ray Park on that.
Yeah.
Trying to show Kevin Pereira how to hold a lightsaber.
But no, seriously, I don't care if you like real-time strategy or if you hate it. If you haven't played Command & Conquer yet, at least give it a try. There's a free demo
There's
of it
a free
on
demo
the live
for PC
marketplace,
and
so,
marketplace.
So just... pop it in, give it a try. I bet you'll enjoy it. That's pretty much all that I've been playing this week, to be honest.
Nothing
else? I played the Halo beta a little bit more, but not much more.
I played two rounds of that.
Just one day when I got a little,
yeah.
I got bad rep because I quit on one.
Really? Yeah. You got bad rep?
Yep. I quit on the game that you got booted.
Oh, and they gave you bad rep for that?
They gave me bad rep. I was like, all right, man. Guess I'll never play this game.
Mr. I like first-person shooters, but I don't like Halo.
Hey, sorry.
Yeah, I think this guy hates Halo. You believe
that's
this?
Right. I think Halo is an overrated first-person shooter. I think it's a well-made first-person shooter, but it's kind of blah. Nothing unique about
it. You heard it here.
You heard it here. See, we're not fanboys all around.
Yeah, this show, anything goes.
Hey, this is coming from a guy who likes games like Prey and looking forward to games like The Darkness, something that brings something new and unique. I'm a Half-Life 2 fanboy, so there you go.
Half-Life guys.
You got the orange box coming out before too long.
Oh, man, I'm super excited about that.
The Portal
looks amazing.
Portal looks...
Yes.
And playing Team Fortress 2.
Right.
Multiplayer.
And I'll have no problems playing through Half-Life 2 for the third time.
Now. Yeah. It was a good game.
Now I can actually play Episodes 1 and 2 without having to worry about my PC spitting at me all the time. That's what it sounds like, because I have, like, a sound card issue. So it's like it stutters and spits at me. Gordon!
All right, so we then move on to Mr. Khan, and your game selection always makes me smile. So. Any more Pokemans this week?
Yeah, I played a little bit of Pokemon this week. I played a little bit of the Halo beta this week, and I also played a little bit of a multiplayer Command and Conquer 3.
Yes.
See, I haven't played it multiplayer yet. Is it the bomb?
It's great multiplayer. Cool. It has some serious slowdown issues when there's a war going
does
on.
Does it?
Like,
yeah.
Really
online only,
down.
Or is it?
It's online only. There's no split screen.
I mean, I'm talking about, like, when you and Megan are playing. Do you guys get slowdown when you guys are playing together?
Yeah, because we throw in a computer. We usually throw in a computer, and anytime that, like, a battle commences, you'll get some slowdown.
Do you guys... is it System Link?
Need to empty that.
That I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I don't know if it's System Link.
Online.
I think
it might
it's
be
only,
System Link,
but it is only four players, which is kind of depressing because we would have liked to had like four humans versus four computers.
Right.
But I guess it just couldn't handle that.
Right.
Because it slows down pretty bad in four player. But
yeah, it's pretty good. I saw a little bit of the cutscenes, and
cutscenes
are
awesome. Billy Dee Williams, man.
And for all you Battlestar Galactica fans, such as myself, there's a couple of chicks from the show. Yeah, the number six, you know, she's
You're
like,
talking about the new series, not the old 70s.
Yeah, the new series, the really good series. The old one was good. The new one is, like, genius. But,
Genius!
Brilliant! But, yeah,
copyright infringement.
Command and Conquer 3, and let me think, what else? Oh, yeah. I also been playing a little bit of Odin Sphere for the PS2.
How is that? I haven't heard any feedback
on
it yet.
Yeah, I got a review copy, and I haven't even played it yet.
It's fantastic. When I started playing it, I was like, oh, my God, this world seems alive. It's like every little thing is, like, animating. Like, the trees and the flowers, like everything is animated, and it's all 2D sprites.
I mean, you should really check it out. It's basically Guilty Gear as a side scroller mixed with a little bit of RPG.
Really?
I mean, it looks wise, it's phenomenal. I mean, it's gorgeous.
I'll have to pick that up then.
Yeah, it's kind of weird though because the gameplay mechanics, I would have to say it has a little bit of a steep learning curve to it because. So hard to explain it. When I play it, I'm only a couple hours into it, but I feel like I'm doing something wrong. I feel like there's another layer that I'm just not getting because it's pretty tough, and I'm playing on normal difficulty, and it's a tough game, I must say. Either that or I must not be getting something about the game. But what's kind of weird about it is when it drops you into a battlefield full of enemies, what's the first thing you think about doing?
Killing them all.
Killing them.
Heck yeah. This game, you actually have to, okay, here it goes. In order to do a good strategy in a battlefield scenario, the first thing you do when you're dropped into the battlefield, filled with enemies, about ready to kill you, the first thing that you probably should do is get this. Plant a tree. You plant a tree, right?
Is it like the Tree of Life in Shadowrun?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Is it Arbor Day? Every day?
Pretty much. I mean, here's the logic behind it. When you plant a seed into the ground, right, and you start killing the enemies, right, and when the enemies die, their souls go into the seed that you just planted.
So it's pretty much like real life, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's kind of weird because you start fighting all these enemies, and their souls start going into their dead souls start going into the seed, and it turns into a tree, and then the tree starts producing fruit, and you go up to the fruit, and you start
hitting dead human fruit.
Yeah. You start hitting the tree, and the fruit comes out.
Soylent Green is good.
And when you get the fruit, you eat the fruit, and it heals your hit points because by this time. The enemies are no slouches. That they will hurt you pretty easily. And
this sounds like the craziest fucking game.
Yeah,
it makes me want to play it though. Kind of. I want to make fruit with dead souls.
I want to make fruit people.
And get this.
And eat them.
When you eat the fruit, not only are you replenishing your hit points, but it also gives you experience points just from eating.
Nice.
So,
wish I could get experience points from eating food in real life.
Dude, I would be like a level 99 by this point in my life.
I hit the level cap a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting title, and the music is fantastic. This game
is PlayStation 2.
Yeah,
I haven't even heard of it.
Yeah, it feels almost like quote unquote next gen almost. I mean, there's some slowdown in the game. I fought a couple bosses, too. The bosses are tough, man. I defeated this. The first boss was actually a dragon, and
of course
it took me about two or three tries to defeat it, and it's pretty cool. I mean, it plays like an action game. You know, you play the combats in real time, but then when you want to use a spell or an item, you stop time, and a wheel menu comes up that's similar to Secret of Mana. And you just pick an item or whatnot. Like one of the items that you could have is poison, and you just throw the poison at the enemy, and it infects the enemy. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. I really like it.
Apparently, damn.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Everybody should play it.
I'll have to pop in my copy because I'm really excited to play it. So, I think that's been your focus this week.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Well, what about you?
Me? More Guitar Hero. I can't help it. I just can't help it. I've been,
you know, eventually you're going to have to play something else.
I know. And eventually I will. I also played Command & Conquer. Played some multiplayer of that.
Yeah.
I really like that. I played Russian Attack. I just forgot once again that how bad these old games can be sometimes.
Right. I'm starting to get mad at the whole recent trend toward re-releasing old games because it's making me realize that all the fond memories I have of most of them are completely wrong.
Yeah, I know. First Double Dragon, then Russian Attack, and you're like, man, these games really weren't that good.
No.
Yeah, the Double Dragon, man, that was...
It was all kinds of bad.
Yeah, it really hurt my feelings because... it hurt my feelings because I really loved it so much back in the day, you know? I was like... I was obsessed.
But that's the arcade
the
version,
NES
though.
The NES version was better than the arcade version, so I thought. That's one of the few games the NES version was actually better than the arcade version because the NES had that cool level-up system where you got new moves
as you
progressed.
The thing that I didn't like about the NES version was it had too much platforming elements in it toward the end of the game. And you had to press two buttons just to do a jump
right.
Like the jump kick, and it was...
It made that cool little sound effect.
And it was kind of broken because you didn't jump every time you really wanted to.
Well,
so
the game's still broken. The arcade version's
broken. Yeah, yeah.
Play it out, you really realize how broken it is.
Tell you what, Double Dragon 2 was better than the first one, I think.
Yes.
Double Dragon 2 was awesome.
Double Dragon 2 was sweet, but of course, if we played it now, we'd probably discover otherwise.
Yeah. Hopefully they won't bring that back to the live arcade, because then we'll remember how bad it was, too.
It'll be on Virtual Console.
Oh,
yippee!
Good. That's all we need. More crap hashes.
It's pretty bad when the most thing you get excited about on Virtual Console is Virtual Console itself. when it comes to the Wii. So.
Oh.
More on that later.
More on the Wii hate later.
Oh.
And then the last thing I've been toying around, well, I played a little more God of War. I had to start back over because I lost my save, but that game is so good.
I haven't played God of War in a while now. I need to get back into it.
Yeah, every time I play it, I'm just reminded of how good it is.
I keep waiting until I can get my HD cables for PlayStation 2, so as soon as I grab some of those, I'll...
Oh, and I also picked up the Red Star yesterday, finally.
Nice.
You ever play it?
Yes, yes.
Is it awesome?
I love it.
Is it worth the search that you went through trying
really,
to find it?
For $20, it's really worth the search that I went through to find it. I mean, it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. It's just a generic, like, 3D, kind of 3D Contra.
You know, I picked that up, and I still have yet to play it.
You know, you really need to play it. It even supports progressive scan, so it looks good in HD.
Fantastic.
So, and then the last thing I've been toying around with, I can't talk much about because I'm under a disclosure agreement, but it's Home with PlayStation 3.
Right.
Ooh.
And I can't wait.
Is it kind of cool?
It's really cool, but I'm waiting on them to, like, either upgrade the beta or release the final version so that I can toy around with everything else, like the trophy room and stuff like that. But from what I've played of it, I mean, it's cool.
Does it seem like it's going to be a pain in the butt to get from game to game, or is there something you can just jump straight into?
It looks like something you can just jump straight between, like, because I went into the theater, and the theater was really cool. There was, like, really kind of not much in there yet, because it's kind of new, but, just the layout of it. See, I'm trying not to say too much about it.
Right.
But the layout of it was really cool. The way they're going to do it is really cool, and just the interaction with everything in the world.
Because that's the biggest complaint, like, you see on, like, a lot of forums is how, you know, with, like, Xbox is basically just a bunch of fonts and menus.
Yeah, just
and
menus.
Everybody's like, they won't like that simplicity of trying to get from game to game, versus the only thing I was fearing about is Home. Is like, do I got to walk my ass around the entire Home universe just to meet you
and
play a game?
Well, the nice thing is your virtual PSP will take you anywhere you want to go.
Okay.
Just by a press of a button. So, you don't physically have to walk there, but you can.
Gotcha.
So, I like it. I think it's cool. I'm looking forward to the final version. I'm moving my furniture around. Put pictures on the wall.
Speaking of which, I have to throw this out because I don't know if you've included it in the news section coming up. Did everybody hear that the newest announced video game to movie property
is
The Sims?
What? Oh my.
Is it going to be subtitled?
I have no idea. All I saw was the little blurb that they're going to make a Sims movie.
Markler.
And my head shut down.
They need to stop. They really do.
That's like
terrible.
Making a movie out of Animal Crossing.
Right.
What are you going to do? You just going to lock people in a room and let them pee all over each other for a week?
I still think if you want to make a game or a TV show or a movie out of something, do friggin' Psychonauts.
What kind of movie would you make out of Psychonauts?
You can make an awesome movie out of Psychonauts. You can make an awesome kid series out of Psychonauts.
It would have
to be all CGI.
Would be like one of those creepy CGI movies where everybody's got these big giant heads and
just make it like Nightmare Before Christmas.
I think you could do it like that.
But I think a TV series would be great. Kids TV series.
I'm still waiting on my movie. You know, Metal Gear, but it's coming.
Yeah.
And I don't want it.
They made a movie of Metal Gear. It's called Escape from New York.
Yeah.
It was really not even the same thing. It was just the guy's name was Snake. That don't count.
You talk the same.
This is
They're
Snake.
Making a new one, too, by the way. A new Escape from New York.
Yeah.
It's
a remake, a re-envisioning of the first one with Leonidas screaming, a snake blizzard! Sparta!
Did you know the guy who played King Leonidas...
New York! With his eye patch on.
The guy who played Leonidas, I forgot his name, but did you know he played Dracula in Dracula 2000?
Yeah. Yeah.
He looked nothing like him.
Is it Gerard Butler?
Yeah.
Isn't that his name?
It was kind of like what Tim Curry is the devil in Legend. Did you really know that was Tim Curry? You know?
You watch
the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and then you watch Legend, and man,
that's the same guy.
He's also
a great actor.
Yep. Yeah. Pennywise from It.
Yep.
They all float down here.
All right, well, that pretty much wraps up the fondling of your console.
Man, we've been all over the map.
I'm telling you.
So far.
All right, so we're going to jump into news, so stick with us. All All right, now it's time to do the news. It's time to do the news.
I brought Burgundy.
Do your radio voice.
And now, with news, on News for Gamers Internet-style radio program, here is Zero Tolerance.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
News brought to you by Uncle Elmer's corn-based showering paste. The only corn-based showering paste that leaves you smelling like fresh, delicious corn.
Yeah, somebody actually requested that, too, so
there
we
you
worked
go.
That back in. So we're going to jump right into the news after that. The first one up is the new Riddick. We listed this as a rumor last week, and then after while we were mixing the podcast, it came true. Before it even got out to the web, you know, there's a new Riddick. It's called Dark Athena. If you didn't play the original, shame on you.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
They probably won't play the darkness either because they're a bunch of bastards.
Shame on you.
The darkness. Shame on you. Everybody should report
Star
Wars.
Did you just call our entire listening audience a bunch of bastards?
I'm talking about the entire listening audience that hasn't played Riddick or won't play the darkness bunch of bastards. So there's a difference.
Gotcha.
Well, this is basically a remake of, what was the subtitle for the first one? Escape from Butcher Bay.
Yeah. Butcher Bay.
This one's basically the same game except that it adds a new single player chapter and multiplayer.
Which, if you played the first one, is awesome.
The first one's awesome, but they're going to retouch the graphics, coming to 360 and PS3. I'm just curious about the multiplayer, because, you know, the weapon system and the fighting system
are
so...
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like it would lend itself to multiplayer.
No, I'm curious about that, if they're just going to change it to, like, shooting, or are you still going to be able to, like, shank people with a screwdriver in the side of your throat or stuff. So, if you haven't played it, you need to go play it. It's going to be awesome.
So is, Tygon Studios handling
Tygon
this one
Studios,
again. Vin Diesel's game studio.
Well, they didn't really do anything in the first one except lend his voice.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's all Starbreeze. Starbreeze are the masters, you know, of the dock video games. Like
well,
the
on the same kind of subject, whatever happened to the Wheel Man that was supposed to...
It's still coming.
Is it?
There's a trailer for it on PlayStation Network.
What?
The movie, The Wheel Man with Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Midway game coming out, too.
Yeah, I remember.
So, yeah, like Spy Hunter, maybe.
Hopefully the good Spy Hunter, not the one with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Scorpion King, oh yeah.
I did All it right. for The Rock.
All right. Next up, there's a new Gears of War title update coming with new achievements to add another 250 points. But they won't say what else is in it, obviously, other than like bug fixes and things like that.
I bet it adds a lot more hiding behind shit.
Oh, here we go.
Shooting at stuff.
Here we go. See, we have Gears haters on the podcast.
Woo!
Another overrated game.
The hate is spreading.
Overrated in every sense, but graphically.
Exactly.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Graphically,
we won't get
gorgeous,
into this conversation.
But
it's great if you like claustrophobia.
Gameplay, it's just an updated horror version of Win Back.
Oh, no, you don't even go there.
Or Kill Switch.
Or Kill Switch.
Kill Switch was good.
At least Kill Switch had larger areas to roam around. Damn claustrophobic ass Gears of War.
See, you didn't play through Gears of War, that's why you're saying that. You didn't play the later levels.
I'm talking about multiplayer. That's the whole basis of Cliffy B's burden is to make a great multiplayer game.
Yeah, but he was never designing a multiplayer game. Gears of War was designed to be a single-player co-op experience, though. The multiplayer just, people latched onto it for some reason. I never got much into it. I like
when the customer and the developer vendor was tournament, the first thing that's going to hit your mind is multiplayer.
Well, yeah, you know, it's Unreal Tournament. But no, Unreal Tournament is from the developers of Gears of War.
According to the new Xbox magazine.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, dude, Unreal Tournament hasn't been around since, like, 1995 or anything, you know. All right. Enough about that, damn it. Moving on. And here's one to get some conversation going. The Guitar Hero 3 first set of songs have been announced.
Woot.
Oh, yes. In addition to the wireless guitar, we have this list of songs. Painted Black by the Rolling Stones. Cherub Rock by the Smashing Pumpkins.
One of the best Smashing Pumpkins songs ever.
Yeah, but then you're going to have to hear somebody try to impersonate Billy Corgan.
Yeah, that's right. No, is it as made famous by or as performed by? Because I thought that list that they put up was as performed by.
Is this the Guitar Hero 3?
Yeah.
I think that one is.
Because if it's as performed by, then we can all breathe a sigh of relief. Because all those songs would be awesome.
It's by Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay, yes. So these are actually original tracks. Sabotage by the Beastie Boys.
I tell you now, with Sabotage.
On guitar.
Here's a weird one. The Metal by Tenacious D.
Interesting.
Yeah. My Name is Jonas by Weezer.
Finally.
And
after
I'm carrying the world.
the band that inspired Guitar Hero finally gets one in the third edition. That's awesome.
Oh, I know. But it's not even the song I wanted.
Right. Well, it's not even the song that they... the original Guitar Hero was called the Dope Nose Demo.
Yeah.
And it's not even Dope Nose.
Right.
Oh, well. But still, we got Weezer. We should be happy.
That's all that counts. All
right.
Now, if we can just get him in Rock Band, too.
Knights of Cydonia by Muse.
I don't know who Muse is.
I like Muse.
Muse is one of those, like, new rock bands. Yeah.
It's kind of like somewhere between rock and new wave. I like them.
I'd like to see some country rock in Guitar Hero.
Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss.
I'm waiting for that one. I mean, not because I like the song, but just because I can't imagine that they wouldn't put it in there.
The only good thing about Rock and Roll All Night from Kiss is that Ace Frehley does have a really good solo in the middle of the song.
Yeah, but you're going to have to do the thing. At least you don't have to sing it like you did in Karaoke Revolution.
Oh, God. Worst Karaoke Revolution song ever. Over and over and over again.
All right, another Alice Cooper track with School's Out for Summer.
Oh, yeah. That'll be sweet.
All right, Slow Ride.
That's as performed by Foghat, unfortunately. Apparently Foghat's too big to sign on for Guitar Hero.
Cult of Personality by
Living
Color.
Living Color, yes.
Cult of Personality.
Barracuda.
Yes.
Barracuda. By Heart. That's the
another weird riff that you're going to have to learn.
Yeah,
I know. It's going to be a pain in the ass. But that's the first initial set of songs, and like you said, they're performed by the originals.
Now, Guitar Hero 3 is being developed by Red Octane this time around, not Harmonix, right?
No, it's Neversoft.
Neversoft.
Activision bought the rights to it, so they dumped it off to Neversoft.
But
the Guitar Hero Rocks the 80s expansion kind of thing is the last one being done by them.
So did Harmonix basically say, here's our engine, you have fun with it, we're going to do Rock Band?
Basically.
That's good.
Yeah, because Activision bought the rights to Guitar Hero, and then they went off and they're doing Rock Band. So.
And of course, for all the people who don't want to jump on Rock Band, Guitar Hero 3 is also going to be online.
Yep.
Woot, yes. Finally.
With all wireless controllers.
But is it going to be online on the Wii? Because it is 360, PS3, and Wii.
Can you waggle?
Can you waggle? I'm air guitar!
Literally.
I thought it was kind of cool that they announced, even though I'm still glad that Rock Band announced that their Fender, that the controller will look like a Stratocaster. Nice. It's kind of cool that Guitar Hero 3's controller for the 360 and the PS3 will look like a Gibson Les Paul.
Yes, ooh. I am very excited about that. That's like my favorite style of guitar, you know, outside the Explorer, which I've already got that one. But I probably won't buy the guitar because we already have a guitar.
Right.
And it will work with this, although it is wireless.
Right.
So that really.
Well, hopefully they'll also bring out the often rumored star power pedal.
Yeah, where the hell is that?
Yeah, it was at the trade show last year, but they never released it.
Maybe they thought it'd make the game too easy.
Because there's even that little accessory port on the bottom of the 360 guitar.
Yeah, like, I know.
What the hell is this thing for? Wait, am I plugging in and play it online?
No, definitely not. You can plug in a phone jack and make a telephone call while you're jamming out. All right, next up on the list is the Grand Theft Auto 4 Special Edition.
Which everybody knew had to be coming. Yeah. Everything's got to have a special edition nowadays.
Yeah, but this one is almost as much as the... Well, not almost as much. Halo is like
$129, which is just pathetic.
This one is $89.99.
Right.
$99. Comes with the game, obviously, for PS3 and 360. An art book.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
You need an art book for
the soundtrack CD could be cool.
Yeah.
Depending on who
they get on the soundtrack.
Rockstar keychain for the safety deposit box keys.
Whoa.
And it comes in a duffel bag.
I thought it came in a safety deposit box.
I guess the safety deposit box is what the game is in.
Oh, gotcha.
And then it's in a duffel bag.
Gotcha.
So, and all of the items have been created with the utmost attention to detail.
Really?
Ooh.
Just so you know.
Well, I'm a big fanboy for the utmost.
Utmost. That's the word of the day.
I'm actually very excited for Grand Theft Auto 4.
Oh, yeah,
I hate to say it, but
as much as every
time I play a new Grand Theft Auto game, I get sick of it in like 30 minutes. But I'm actually looking forward to this one.
All I know is it better be fun, because I had a shitload of fun with Crackdown. And I still can go back and play Crackdown.
Yeah, but they're different games.
They are different games. But I mean,
they're both sandbox, but
the whole open world kind of idea I kind of got spoiled, because I think Crackdown does it well because it makes it, you know, like you're a superhero as opposed to having to just walk around on the street and shoot people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they really need to fix the targeting in Grand Theft Auto.
Yes,
yeah.
They do.
So
big time.
And if I had to hear one more person bitch and piss and moan because it's coming to the 360 and it's what caused them to shrink it down, I'm just going to lose my mind. Because they would have shrunk it down anyway.
Right.
Because it's a new system.
Right.
And that's the way it always works.
All I know is that it better be at least as good as Saints Row. And
yeah.
If it is at least as good as Saints Row, then it'll be awesome.
Well, because Saints Row was just Grand Theft Auto with everything fixed.
Right.
That's all it was.
Right, pretty
much. It
was
the same game. All right, next up on the list, the Hour of Victory demo is coming this week.
Nah.
Yeah.
The World War II saga continues, and we have had more World War II games in a longer time period than there was actually a war.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Give it up, people. Stop making World War II games, please.
It's Midway, though. I have faith.
I'm still looking.
You know,
for
it could be
highway.
Great, but in the end story, it's still going to be a World War II game.
You telling me you're not looking forward to the new Brothers in Arms then?
No.
See, I am.
No. I am.
I think it looks pretty.
The first
cool.
time
Hell's
I heard, I mean, when I first heard Call of Duty 4 was Modern Combat,
I
about freaking time.
I was psyched.
Especially
that
after
Infinity Ward was doing that. I like 3. I think Infinity Ward doing Call of Duty 4.
Yeah, the anybody who frequents our sister site ZTGD. And read my review of Call of Duty 3, I got stuck with the friggin' Wii version. And everybody's talking about how awesome it is on 360, and I start playing it on the Wii, and I felt like a friggin' crack addict. It was terrible. I'm, like, trying to control him, and he's, like, all looking around like he's having a seizure. Terrible.
Hey, but it's waggle.
But thanks, Activision. Thank you. Thank you for my free copy of Call of Duty 3 for the week.
All right, the next piece of on the news is the comment made by Jeff Keighley, and I think this got a little spun, but the comment that he made that if the PlayStation 3 sells less than 100,000 units for 3 months straight, that a lot of multi-platform titles will become exclusive to the 360. You know, who cares at this point?
Seriously.
Because, like, Rainbow Six, is it ever coming out for the PS3? If they cancel Dirt for the PS3, is anybody really going to care?
Right.
You know, I mean, this is not a big deal.
At this point,
you care if you're a
God.
PlayStation 3
you
owner, and that's
you
all you had.
But that's all you had, but really, would you want to play Rainbow Six now?
If you've never played it on the 360, yeah.
Maybe, but by the time it comes out, the new one will be out, you know, and you know they're going to do that for the PS3.
To me, I'm so sick of hearing the friggin' word exclusive. I'm so sick of it. I don't
the only
care.
Things that I agree, and the only things that should be exclusive is games
party.
By exactly games by Nintendo, games by Microsoft, games
yeah,
by
the
Sony.
Games that
should
are
be.
Like well, or even second
and in-house
did
stuff.
You,
yeah.
Did you have this in your list to talk about the Haze thing?
No, I haven't decided to talk about the Haze thing yet.
There's a everybody. If you go to the main page of the site,
yes.
There's a news thing on there about a petition to get Haze made a PS3 exclusive. I don't care if you're an Xbox fanboy, or a PlayStation fanboy, or a Nintendo fanboy.
God help.
Why in the hell would you want a game, would you want to sign a petition to make sure you're the only console that can play a game?
It's all for bragging rights.
It's completely selfish.
It's so they can wave it in the
face.
And
what's funny is it's for Haze. Like, that's
right.
Going to be the game that's going to make or break system sales and help the PlayStation 3 sell more than Game Boy Advanced.
What? We talked about that last week. It was pretty bad.
But it's still a funny thing to talk about.
It is
about.
A very funny thing to talk about.
But, well, but I mean, I don't understand the concept of, well, we want this game on our system and nobody else can play it. I completely understand the concept of, well, this game's on Xbox 360 and I want to play it, but all I have is a PS3, so I would like it if they would make it for PS3 as well.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand that. I don't understand. I have a PS3. They're bringing this game out for my system already, guaranteed. But I want them to only bring it out for my system. It's
and
like the most selfish
well, the, well,
thing,
is,
thing to do.
And the thing is, the only argument to that Haze petition thing would be is if Sony had the capability of doing stuff that the 360 could not do.
Yeah.
Which
capability
the only thing
they
wise. Have is the space, storage space.
Right. And
disk.
So it's like.
So, I mean, if push comes to shove, if that happens, build it for PS3. And then dumb it down a little for the 360.
Well, that's the thing is, but they don't want to lose development time dumbing things down to make it work on other systems, which I can understand if that would be your argument. But, of course, we all know that besides the Blu-ray storage space, there really isn't much of a difference
well,
between
it?
The two
the
engines.
Ubisoft developer went on record to state that porting a game does not add that much to the development cost. It's like $10,000.
Right.
When you're making a $10 million game, $10,000 is nothing if you're going to end up selling... you know, a couple thousand copies of it, you're going to make your money back.
Right. And of course. I mean, if I own a 360, if Bungie said tomorrow, if they were like, you know what, we're not really all about the 360 exclusivity anymore, we're going to make Halo 3 for the PlayStation 3 as well, I wouldn't be pissed off about it.
No, because you're still going to play it.
I'd be like, yeah, well, I'm still getting my 360 version. So I can still play it.
More people online.
The PlayStation guys can play it too. Good for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't understand the concept of, it's mine, give it to me, I don't want anybody else to play it.
Well, what's funny is it's Free Radical that they're throwing a fit over it. And, Free Radical did Time Splitters, which was a good game.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean it was a little... The first Time Splitters was pretty bare bones.
Well,
it's
because they rushed
it. Title.
Yeah.
So...
Fantavision.
Huh? don't even bring Fantavision out of it.
You know, they re-released that. It's called Boom Boom Rocket. No, but I don't get it. I don't understand it. The petition, and I was reading in the Xbox magazine the petition about Devil May Cry. Some of the things they said in there were just ridiculous. Just like about how they're like, oh, thanks Capcom for stabbing me in the back, you money-hungry company. Name me one company that doesn't want money.
Exactly. That's like saying, well, we want Metal Gear out this year. We know you made... it took you over $20 million to make this game, and we don't want you to make a profit so we can have it this year. So that you never release another Metal Gear game in the future because you didn't make any money on this one.
I think it's the PS3 guys are just really worried that if all the games go, then nobody's going to buy the system. Which is not
the system now, though.
But you know what? I don't understand the concept of, like, once again, I understand the concept of, well, I like the PlayStation 3 better.
Yeah.
I like the 360 better. I like the Wii better. I don't understand the we're failing mindset, because you don't work for Sony, you don't work for Microsoft, all right, you're not going to lose your job.
What are you talking about? We work for Microsoft.
And chances are if you have your time, chances are if you have the time to sit there and bitch about it on the forums, you obviously don't own stock in either of them either.
Right. I just don't understand the concept of I want it on my system and my system only. Nobody else can play it. On either side. I'm not just saying for the Sony guys. I'm talking for 360 guys, too, because there's a bunch of Xbox guys out there trying to get shit made exclusive, and I just don't understand the concept.
I don't understand it. I understand the 360 guys wanting the games, like
right.
Final Fantasy, Metal Gear.
Right, but
they're
not
like,
wanting
oh, please
exclusive.
Bring this. But I don't like them when they go, oh, if that comes, Sony's dead.
Right.
You know, who cares? What you get to play it, be happy about that. If you don't get to play it and you want to play it that bad, go buy the PS3.
And you know what? If you are a true gamer, seriously, if you are a person who enjoys video games, there is no reason you would want any video game system to fail. Because all it does is limit your options.
Yeah.
And all it does is limit
the
games that are going to come out.
Look at the football
game.
Look at the football.
Look
at the football situation. You're forced to play Madden even if you don't like it.
There is no reason you should ever want any video game property or system to fail unless it's a Yui Bowl movie.
No, I am so looking forward to the PlayStation 3 releasing games like Lair and Heavenly Sword, Drake's Fortune, Ratchet and Clank all this Christmas, so that Microsoft goes, oh shit, we gotta step it up.
Out.
We gotta bring out, you know, Too Human. We gotta bring out this. We gotta bring out that.
Because competition brings out the best.
Exactly.
People.
That's why the Genesis and the Super Nintendo were so awesome. Because they were constantly bickering back and forth and making great games.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And that's the other thing. It's completely different now. There's a lot more bitterness in the console
war.
Oh,
there is.
Because, I mean, when we were younger and it was NES and Genesis, or Super Nintendo and Genesis, or NES and the Master System, there really wasn't... It wasn't as much venom as far as,
no,
you know, we got this game and you didn't get this game.
Yeah, all the venom was basically between the corporations.
Right.
Well, and also, well, the thing is, it was a lot easier back in those days, too, because if you're a Genesis fan, you played side-scrollers and sports games. If you're a Super Nintendo, you played basically RPGs and adventure games. And it was easier to, you know,
to
have a diversity between the two. So, but now, you know, everything is on everything. And so now it's, you know, people are just complaining because they can't just have their one particular title on their system to help sell their system better or whatever. I don't know.
What kills me is constantly, like, the PS3 guys are always talking about, you know, I know you don't like Halo, but they're constantly talking about how much it sucks. And I'm like, you know, even if you don't like the game, you can't sit there and say it sucks. It's very solid.
Here's the thing about me and Halo. We'll clear this up for last time. I'm not a fan.
Exactly.
I respect Halo. I think Halo's a very well-made first-person shooter and is a lot of fun. My problem is when a sniper is treated like a shotgun... I don't know. I think the balance isn't really there in the multiplayer as much as I would like
and
it.
I could say the same thing about Final Fantasy. I don't like it.
Right.
I don't understand why it's a system seller, but I can't deny the fact that that game is just phenomenal amongst its fans.
Right.
They love it, and anything with its name on it, which is Mr. Khan pointed out in his rant a couple weeks ago.
Hey, it's about 18 different million things.
Yeah.
They will just drive out and buy it, but that's what it is.
Right.
So, you know, I don't understand the bashing. But the funny thing is, you never see anybody bash Metal Gear.
No.
Like, you never go on the message boards, people are like, well, Metal Gear, the game sucks. Looks at, yeah.
As this guy's getting ready to raise his hand, because we got 30-minute cutscenes between 5 seconds of gameplay. But, like,
we're
once
not
again,
talking about
I.
Final but, Fantasy, we're talking about Metal Gear.
Yeah. But once again, ooh. I respect Metal Gear. I watch, you know, watch people play it, and I'm like, okay, it's a really cool game, but I just—it's obviously just something I can't get into. But I'm a dumb first-person game and sports player anyway, so I guess I don't.
Forward, pull trigger.
Yeah. You're watching someone playing Metal Gear, and you're like, "Wow, this is a pretty good movie."
Basically, but that's why we play it—it's for the story. All right.
But long story short, I think that exclusivity is going to go away just for the fact that companies need to make a profit. You should not vote for exclusivity if you want companies to make great games and succeed and then continue to make future games. Exactly. Otherwise, you're going to get the one big game, and then you're going to get all kinds of sequels that are more or less just rehashes with added levels because they can't afford to do anything else and experiment.
Right. Exactly.
So. And you know what else? As far as people asking for Haze to be a PS3 exclusive, there's no way. Why would they make it an exclusive for the PS3 when they could put it on the 360 as well and sell a ridiculous amount more copies?
First-person shooters on the 360, that thing will sell at least 100,000 units.
Right.
Without even trying.
And if one thing shows about exclusivity, you know, not always working, I mean, there's a lot of games that are multi-platform. I mean, look at Ninja Gaiden for the PlayStation 3. It's the reason you want to buy a PlayStation 3.
Yeah, but it's not going to sell. It's really not. And that's what kills me, is it's coming out at a bad time. Most of the people that own the system have already played it. So it's like, it's not going to sell, and it's depressing, but what are you going to do? People will wave it in the face and be like, we have this exclusive game. Well, not really. It was kind of out before.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. We're going to talk about the next PC.
We're
going
to own all three systems and just say, you fight amongst yourselves and we'll just we'll benefit from
yourselves.
It.
So. All right. Next up, Reggie. Big Reggie.
Uh-oh.
Big Reggie says that all the games are coming out this year, including Metroid Prime 3, which we know is due out by the end of summer.
Right.
Mario Galaxy, he said, will be out this year.
BS.
This is from Reggie, man.
I don't care. I call BS on that one.
Super Smash Bros. Will be out this year.
I call BS on that because they went online for it, and Pokemon has already been confirmed as the only online title this year. So
Mario Strikers.
Then Nintendo went back on their word because they said that Pokemon was going to be the only online title this year.
They announced
so once again, they'll go back on their word. Mario Galaxies will not come out this year.
Mario Strikers is actually online, and you don't require friend codes.
Holy mackerel.
You could just do matchmaking.
I mean, you actually have a server on Nintendo now?
Yes.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Wow.
That came out of the Nintendo Media.
But then again, it's Mario Striker.
Exactly. Well, if you're in Europe, you'll have a good time.
Suck it.
Zelda DS will be out this year. The Phantom Hourglass.
Good. Well, it took them, an extra year to develop it?
Well, DS has been out now for, 2-3 years?
Yeah.
And this is the first Zelda title?
But I remember reserving the last Zelda way back last November. So.
Wow.
Just took them a year to bring it out. No big deal.
Thing is, I can see Mario Galaxy coming out this year. But I cannot see Smash Brothers coming out this year. Because why would Nintendo put all their eggs in one basket? You know what I'm saying?
Maybe they got something coming out next year that you don't know about yet.
Yeah.
I hope.
Well, thing is, but you say all your eggs in one basket, but the thing is, they've been pretty eggless lately.
That's true.
I mean, besides Paper Mario, the Wii has got a very, very big drought going on now. So, I mean, yes, it sucks to have everything come out at one time, but that's the typical fall lineup, though. Everything comes out, so there's going to be so many games get lost in the dust. But Nintendo is like, we'll sell all of them anyway because it's Nintendo titles. I mean, who out there who owns a Wii wouldn't say, I want Metroid, Mario, Super Smash Bros., and of course Zelda for my DS.
Exactly.
They're going to buy all four of them, whether they got the money or not.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, gas prices be damned and all that stuff. People will go out and they'll find money and they'll get money for this stuff. And of course, I'll probably get another Wii when that comes out.
See?
But for now, I'm happy.
And the thing is, when he says coming in 07, thing is, though, I bet it's in reality that's going to be financial year 07.
Fiscal 07, which is in March of 2008,
right.
Yeah.
And that will be when Smash Brothers comes out, probably.
See, I would more agree that Smash Brothers will make it this year more likely than Galaxy. But that's just me.
You think so?
But if they don't have it on, but I think they're going to nix the online, and I think that's going to kill it.
Yep.
I really do. I
mean,
snap.
Because if it doesn't have online,
the point?
I really don't know.
Now, the question is, could they release it, and would Nintendo have a way to put the coding in to release online later on?
I would hope so, but then
at least the foresight to do so. Nintendo has always said online is not important anyway.
I guess. Whatever.
And they say they're next year.
Nintendo is kind of like the parent who sees their child doing bad stuff, and they're like, oh, it's just a phase. They'll grow out of it. Nintendo's like that with online. They're like, gamers want online. Nah, it's just a phase. They'll grow out of it.
Gamers want to be interactive and waggle.
Nah,
it's just
they
a phase. They'll grow out
it.
Of that, too.
All right. Moving up, the Halo 3 beta was up to 16 players with big team battle, and according to a hacker that tore apart the code, because they have nothing else to do,
right.
There will be a 4-player co-op over live in the final
game.
Wow.
Nice. 4-player co-op.
Yep.
Over live. So the single player campaign, you could play 4-player co-op. Sweet.
Yep.
Oh my god, that sounds fantastic.
So hopefully that will come true. And then the final piece of news is Geometry Wars is coming to the Wii and the DS with multiplayer.
How can this be?
Hey, another game for the Nintendo Wii.
That was an Xbox Live Arcade game. Another port.
Thing is,
DS, I can say DS would actually kind of be fun.
If you could like move it around with the stylus, that would be really hard, though.
Yeah, it would be.
It would be really hard.
But it'd be tough.
You would pain, Gambus.
Geometry Wars like, for the Wii. I mean,
yeah, but
really,
see what you can do
really.
Is you can use the controller and hold it sideways it's, like in Paper Mario and steer it.
No, it's an imprecisioned controller.
Ooh.
How can an imprecision controller be good for a game that requires the utmost precision?
There's that word again.
Well, utmost?
That's the word of the day.
Anytime you hear the word utmost, scream real loud. For all you
fantastic.
Fans are born before 1980.
Yeah, most of them probably don't know Pee-wee's Playhouse.
No.
Or Cowboys Curtis.
Cowboy Curtis. You know, I don't want to go into that discussion.
Hey, Pee-wee.
He picked the pink pill.
All right, we're gonna get away from that.
Lawrence Fishburne.
I got two rumors. Rumor price cuts are coming by the end of summer, with Microsoft leading the charge, dropping the systems all $50. Which
nice.
It's all right, but it still leaves the Elite over 400.
Right.
So that still kind of hurts. I would like to see the Elite go down to 4.
Right.
And then maybe if they're going to do 50 on the other two, but that would put the Core at the Wii price.
Yeah.
I think the Core is going to get nixed.
I think they should. They keep saying
they really
it's not going to, but they really need to get rid of it.
Because, I mean, the hard drive is almost essential now anyway.
Yeah.
It's always been essential in my opinion, but right now for even the most broke gamer out there, you're crazy if you don't get the... premium edition as it is.
At least the premium edition.
Because you're going to need a hard drive anyway, blah, blah, blah.
Right, if you really want a 360 and you're thinking about buying the Core so you don't have to waste more time saving up money, don't do it.
No.
Just
save it all
and
get
it
all at one shot.
Get it all at once.
I think Sony was smart in getting rid of that 20-gig model because it was just like a gimped version of what the system really is.
Right.
So.
Well, the thing is, they can. And speaking of the price drop, I mean, Sony can actually, if they continue to go forth with the emotionless chip PlayStation 3, they could drop the PS3 around to $399.
Yeah.
If they really wanted to, if they did that, then
they
actually might be some real competition on there.
If they drop to $399, they're going to sell a ton more units. But that's a $200 price drop, though, so I don't think it'll be that drastic at first.
No.
It will be considered a $400 Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
I mean, Blu-ray players are already starting to drop in price.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw a Samsung for like $699 the other day. So
that's a $300 price drop already. Yeah. So hopefully we'll see them by the end of summer. I don't know if the Wii will drop. I don't think it has to.
No, I think we can't keep them in stock as it is.
Yeah,
so.
I don't think they'll drop that, but the 360 should. I think they're going to lead the charge.
They'll drop the price, but take out Wii Sports. And so for $200, you save $50, but you don't get anything with it. Which is, and then unfortunately, Wii Sports is one of the best games.
Yeah, it's like the best games. And then everybody's buying Wii Play, which I don't get that. And then the next rumor, I get excited about this. Sly Cooper 4.
Oh, yes.
Supposedly
oh,
yeah. to be announced at E3 in July.
Is it sad? Is it going to be PS3 exclusive?
Yeah, PS3.
Is it sad that Sly Cooper 4 would actually probably make me want to buy a PlayStation 3?
Well, they also said that they're probably going to do a PSP version.
Nice.
Because I guess that's just the norm nowadays to do a PSP version.
Oh, yeah.
Sly Cooper series is incredibly underrated.
It is, and I miss it, and I'll be looking forward to going back to it in next gen.
Yep.
So. Sly Cooper's awesome.
All right, so that wraps up the news and the rumors. Now we're going to do new releases for this week, and it's an exciting week. There's a lot of stuff coming out this week.
Yeah, I see a lot of titles.
The first one is Atelier Iris 3.
I
don't know how to pronounce that.
Atelier Iris 3.
For the PS2.
Yes.
All you RPG fans out there can help us on the pronunciation of that one. So.
Crush for the PSP. Again, it still ain't come out. And I still don't know what the hell it is.
I swear, I feel like we've announced this on every podcast for like the last month and a half.
And of course, the big drum roll for the next title.
Yes, probably the biggest 360 game coming out, Forza 2.
Woot.
Is due out this week. And it so will be excited. There because people have already got their review copies. They're playing it. They're loving it. It's going to be good.
I just hope I can customize my car and you can see it online this time around.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I wanted you to see my Batmobile. I did. Next up on the list, Legend of the Dragon for the PSP. I thought we said that one last week.
Yeah, we did.
And it just got pushed back another week. Mario Party 8, so another Wii game came out.
But it's Mario Party.
But it'll be fun! Didn't you see the commercial where the two Japanese guys comes up again and goes, "We want to play!"
Isn't that the same fucking commercial for every goddamn game?
It's the same commercial, but it's got different people playing the game.
They always come to the door, "We want to play Red Steel. We want to play Mario, Paper Mario.
Hey,
we want to play..."
Wait, we know the commercials are bullshit already, because nobody wants to play Red Steel.
Well, the thing is, and that's where the Wii is really, really hurting. I mean, right now, they are not gearing enough on single-player stuff. So unless you are in a party atmosphere, and you got brothers or sisters or a bunch of friends that come over on a constant basis, the Wii is not the system for you. And once again, Mario Party 8 showing that fact.
Well,
Another party game with no single-player appeal.
Super Paper Mario was the only single-player game since Zelda. Yeah. You know, so.
And it's awesome.
Yes, it is.
I'm really looking forward to Metroid Prime 3 when that comes out.
You mean Metroid Prime 2.5? Oh, I did it! I did it with the Halo people have been doing. It's Halo 2.5, so here's Metroid Prime. Actually, I call it Metroid Prime 1.75, maybe.
Waggle. 1.75 with Waggle.
Yeah, we'll try to forget Echoes and call it Metroid Prime 2.
With Waggle.
Electric Boogaloo.
Alright, Monster Madness comes out this week for the 360.
Yay.
I'm still going to buy it.
I actually had high hopes for the game until I played it.
I played it last year. And,
I mean, it looks cool. It does look cool.
I just really want
to... The thing is, I loved Zombies Ate My Neighbors, and that's what I was really hoping this is going to be. And it's not.
Well, maybe when it comes out, they'll patch it so it plays like a normal overhead shooter.
Yeah, the controls are really crap.
Whack. Yo.
Yeah, whack yo.
Next up on the list, a big one for you, Pony Friends for the DS.
Yes.
Pony Friends? What the heck is that?
You get to touch a pony.
And that's supposed to be my game?
That's all for you.
Let that one go.
All right.
Whatever.
Next one, and this is a game I feel is going to be really overlooked, but Shadowrun for the 360 is due out this week.
Still online only?
Pretty much.
Still $60.
Still $60, and that's why it was sent to die.
Yeah. Hey, you could play with bots.
Yeah, you can play with bots.
Yeah, that's single player.
And unlike another game that went strictly online for the PlayStation 3 Warhawk, they're still keeping it at $60. Unlike Warhawk, which dropped to $39.
Yes.
That was the smartest move that Sony ever did. It's like, well, we got to take out the single player stuff. It's going to be online only, but we'll drop the price to make it, you know, at least worth your time.
Which I'm really looking forward to. Warhawk.
And we'll hang the developers at dawn.
Yeah, exactly, because as soon as Warhawk comes out, they're pretty much, there's a rumor talking about they're going to nix Incog. I'm like, over one game.
Right.
the guys at Shadowrun, Fossa Studios, as soon as this game launches, they're gone.
They're gone.
I mean, it's becoming a norm that they're just firing developers because their game isn't meeting this quote-unquote hype.
It's terrible.
It is.
It's terrible. I mean, you have a game development team that takes chances, and they try to make an innovative title. And then, because...
But yet, Rare still has a job.
What's that?
but Rare is still in business.
Well, what's amazing to me is if you want to...
Viva Pinata's awesome. I will say that every time somebody says something about Rare.
Viva
Pinata's awesome.
If everybody got fired for making one bad game, there wouldn't be any developers left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Except for Kojima.
We would still have Kojima Productions.
Yeah, because Scourge the Hive was awesome.
Damn it. We always got to bring up the obscure shit.
But it wasn't Kojima made that was produced. Just like Metal Gear. Acid.
Metal Gear crap.
Acid.
All right. Metal Gear ass.
Metal Gear ass.
All right, next up. It's a game that's on every system, so you can play it regardless, and I'm going to start a petition that says I want Surf's Up only on the PlayStation 3. Surf's Up is going to be only on the PlayStation 3, or I'm going to be pissed. I'm starting a petition right now. You ruined my game.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to start a petition to get Tamagotchi only on the Game Boy Advance.
No, it's on the Wii, and it's coming out this week.
Well, I only want it to come out on Game Boy Advance.
I want it to only come out for DS.
I want it to only come out in one of those little electronic pocket things that's on a keychain.
I want it to only come out into the trash bin.
The next game, Tamagotchi Party On for the Wii. And the last game, Tank Beat for the DS.
Another beat game for the DS.
Beat. The Tank Beat. They have dancing tanks.
Dancing tanks.
Because tanks are such a musical thing.
They are.
Yes.
They can do the electric boogaloo.
Hey.
Just ask that guy in Tiananmen Square.
Hey.
I'm sure he was doing a dance after a tank ran him over.
Bad joke time.
Uh-oh. Not a GambusCon bad joke.
Bad joke time. I wonder if Tank Beat is going to tank.
That was pretty bad.
All right, so we're going to take another break, and then we can... Wow, we're running long.
I know.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break.
Quicken this shit up.
Yeah, we're going to have to quicken up the last section, which will be talking about the PlayStation 3 firmware. We're going
to
bitch about Xbox 360 users.
There,
we're going to bitch about Xbox 360 users, and then we're going to do our top 10 list, so...
Sweet. Let's do it.
Take me out, Gambus.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A girl like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it.
Back, and I want to start off this segment by having Mr. Khan explain, because there's a lot of people who are curious about his chicken noise.
So
we're going to have him explain where this comes from and why he does it. I told you we were going to be on the spot at some point today, and now's the time.
Yeah.
He's got an egg fetish.
An egg fetish?
Yeah. What?
Okay. Here's the story of where the chicken call came from. Okay. A few years ago, I was in Japan, and I went to Mount Fuji, and I sprung my ankle, right? And this old man came and helped me, and he was like, "Oh, you need some help?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do." And, you know, he tended to my wounds. And what is everybody laughing for? This is a true story. It's dramatic. Well, anyway, I was like, "Oh, I'm in so much pain, old man." And the old man was like, "Well, have you heard of the secret technique of the chicken?"
And I was like, what's that? He's like, the chicken will heal your troubles. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, because the chicken is the most happy animal in the entire world. And I'm like, really? You don't say. And he says, yes, why other animal will start dancing when it gets its head chopped off. And I was like, well, you got a good point there. So, anyway, he taught me how to do the bagok, so I was like, bah, 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 you know. It took me a couple of tries, but for some reason it healed me. So, that's the story of the chicken. It's like, it's a sound of perpetual happiness.
The sound of perpetual happiness. That sounds like it would be a tagline.
So, in a nutshell, that's an eggshell.
Oh, God.
Okay, that's the story right there.
Oh, man.
Well, you heard it here first.
Oh.
And probably the only place you will ever hear it.
Actually, I kind of wish I wasn't here to hear it.
All right, so that answers all of your questions. Now you know.
Whether you wanted them answered or not.
Knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
All right, so the first thing we're going to talk about is the PlayStation 3 firmware update, which you two have no idea what's going on. But they just released the new update, and this basically gives it a couple features that really should have been in the box from the start. But they're very appreciated. The first is upscaling. You can now upscale PS1, PS2, and DVD movies, and Blu-ray movies to your desired resolution, so you can play everything in 720p. Kind of like on the 360, which is really nice. But
awesome.
But the catch is you got to be doing it through HDMI. It will not run through component.
So huh.
The next big addition is the Media Connect, kind of like what the Xbox does, where it connects to your PC over a network and you can stream music and movies. It is rather limited. Like, I know you're having problems getting your music to recognize. I think you have to have Windows Media Player 11. And for videos, it has to be an MP4 or MPEG. It will not read AVI, which nothing reads AVI. And it won't read Windows Media Video. I wonder why. So, actually, none of the videos on mine work. But MP3s work. I actually got mine to work, finally. But ever since the update, I've been having trouble staying logged in.
Yeah.
Like, constantly kicks me off. It gives me that 807
yep.
DNS error.
I agree. Yeah, every time I'm, because I'll be chatting with somebody while I'm playing baseball, and it'll keep kicking me off, too.
Yeah,
so.
I constantly get kicked off, like, at least 4 or 5 times every time I'm logged on, but the scaler was nice.
Yeah.
I really, like, I put in a DVD, I put in Star Wars, and it upscaled at 720, and it looked really good.
Question, which movie did you put in?
Episode 3.
Oh, okay.
You know, I had to get the most technologically advanced one so I could see all the special defects
yeah.
in the storyline. Oh, wait. I need to do a rip on Star Wars on its 30th anniversary.
That's just not nice.
It's not. I'll even say I kind of like the Phantom Menace today just to be nice.
Oh,
I don't hate any of them.
Yeah.
I don't hate them. I hated the fact that they made Episode 1.
Well, Jar Jar Binks.
I was really disappointed at first, but I didn't hate it. I couldn't hate it. It had Darth Maul in it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Darth
right
Maul, he was
Liam
awesome.
Liam Neeson in it. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. It had Porky Pig in it. And Liam Neeson in it.
Yeah.
And he was good in it. So.
Yeah, Liam Neeson. Yeah. And I like Ewan
McGregor
as well.
Ewan
McGregor's awesome anyway.
But,
yeah, and he got better as each movie went on.
Yeah, he got
was amazing.
He was
the
third one. He was great.
Anyway, back to the update real quick. For all the people who are just now updating to the 1.8 or getting familiar with it and haven't used the media file, is there a particular folder you have to have your music and video files in that it's going to search for?
My guess is that the way Windows Media Player does it, and this is why I had to set it up on my new PC, is you know how you have, like, when you click on the start menu, there's music there, like under your documents?
Yep.
That's where all my music is.
Okay.
And then what I do is I go into Windows Media Player and I tell it to look in that folder. So whatever media player folder it's looking in, whatever folder that program is looking in, that's what it's streaming from.
Gotcha.
Would be my guess. So that's it. Found my videos and it found my music, but all my videos it said unsupported data.
Nice.
And then just a note to Sony: way too many fucking folders. Like yeah. when I'm scrolling down through stuff, you got to go through, like, literally when I got to my music, there was like 400 folders over here on the cross media bar. And I was like, oh my God, it looks like an office building inside my PlayStation.
Nice.
I get lost in there.
Has anybody, speaking of updates, since the last Microsoft update, has anybody had it locking up on them, like, during, like, slide, like say if you're, like, looking at somebody who's online and you're looking at their information, they're locked up on you?
I haven't had it locked up on me.
It'll
seems
like,
a little slow.
Yeah.
It'll get real slow, like when you're looking at somebody's profile or whatever.
That seemed to have been something new from the new update.
Noticed that. It hasn't physically locked up, but maybe once or twice, but it's really slow when you're looking at other people's stuff, like their compare games or whatever. It's always slow.
And for everybody out there who was hoping that the new 1.8 release would take the sidebars off of God of War 2, no.
No, it didn't.
No.
And I figured out what it was with the upscaling problem. When you switch to progressive scan, it automatically defaults to 480p. If you leave it running, it runs in 720p, but it doesn't give you the high resolution that the game does. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You can either play it in 480p through the software, or you can play it in 720p through the hardware, which it looks better in 480p.
Right.
So, what can you do? And you can't do the little super high definition trick because you always got to press that PS button, and that sucks.
So, oh well.
I'm angry. But now we're gonna, since last week we were so accused of being Xbox fanboys, Microsoft paid, endorsed, and all of that good stuff.
We talked a lot about Sony today.
Yeah.
But I'm going to talk about, basically, and I know this is going to spark a lot, but what pisses me off about Xbox people. And we've already discussed this a little bit about, you know, the biggest thing is their graphics whores.
Yeah.
They have to have something that's pretty. They can't just go out and play a game just to play a game.
Right.
They don't appreciate games whatsoever, and all they do is bitch. Like, every time a new game comes out, what's your friends list do? That game.
Yep.
Every other game, nothing. They move from game to game like it's nobody's business. They never go back and play older games. Like when the Halo 3 beta started, bam, that was all it was playing. You know, as soon as Forza comes out, I'm sure my list is going to go Forza again. And, you know, and you're complaining you don't have any games to play. Which is just retarded to me because you have a library of great titles that you probably haven't played. And, you know, once you're done with one, you move on to the next. It's kind of like a cycle. Like, every month is a new game that everybody's just playing.
And you'd figure after the original Xbox that the Xbox fanboys would have caught on to this notion anyway, because Microsoft is also very notorious for releasing a lot of underappreciated, awesome titles.
Yeah.
And we're getting the same thing with the Xbox 360, so when you ask an Xbox person, hey, what are you playing right now? They're playing the typicals. They're playing the Rainbow Sixes, and they're playing, you know, whatever. It took almost 6 months for Dead Rising to catch on?
Yeah.
Now it's hot, and everybody says Dead Rising's great, but where were you when the game was first selling?
Right.
They were nowhere to be found. They just didn't care.
And then they bitched and moaned that there wasn't anything on the system. It's like,
Psychonauts.
Oh, by the way, I still need to get Dead Rising.
Yes, you do.
I need to jump
on the bandwagon.
I had to make my obligatory Psychonauts reference.
Yeah. You always got to do the obligatory Psychonauts reference. That's like your thing. And this pours over into like Halo, whereas like everybody's like even the Halo fans are kind of like, this don't look very good because it doesn't look like Gears of War.
Right.
Well, that's
but
the
it's
thing.
Not gonna look like Gears.
And that's that's the thing too, isn't it? You go back to the graphics horror and you're comparing Halo 3 and Gears of War and stuff like that. Same thing happened with Lost Planet.
Oh,
you
I
talk
know.
To people about Lost Planet, it's like, that's an okay game, but man, after Gears of War,
yeah.
Oh, I can't play this. This is no good.
Exactly.
And until people finally got off their high horse and started playing it and realized how great of a game it was.
I never understood the whole it has to look immaculate before I'll play it, because most of the shit that I like to play isn't exactly the greatest graphical marvel.
And who's to say that the single player Halo 3 won't blow Gears of War out the water?
Well, I mean, I said on the podcast last week that I think what's going to happen with Halo 3 is it's going to be just like Grawl, where the single player is going to be where the graphics are, and they have to dumb it down for multiplayer for other stuff.
To keep it smooth and run, you know, because if Grawl looked like it did in
multiplayer,
you'd be like playing Matrix Ghost Recon. That thing would just be crawling.
And of course, to me and Wombat's argument is, Gears of War is gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Well, you know.
Let's move scenery to scenery, so hide behind a bunch of shit and shoot shit.
So
the next scenery, hide behind that shit and shoot shit. Over and over again, but enough. I've ripped on Gears of War enough today. I probably get flooded with fanboy anger.
Hate mail.
You're ripping on the Gears.
Gears.
See, I
Cliffy
like
B will probably send someone to my house to kill me.
He probably will.
But you have to hide behind something.
He'll probably
first.
Send Eric Clapton so I can't get you. He'll probably send Eric Clapton to my house to kill me.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he will after that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, and I'm so sick of just them complaining about everything. I mean, even the achievements to this day, people complain when they're too hard.
Right.
You know, they're like, oh, I'm never going to do that. They give you multiplayer achievements. Oh, that's bullshit. What if I don't have a life?
Well, then you should be on.
What if I don't have a life? It's annoying.
Do you have anything to add to this?
Xbox kids are just
I don't like, and
it's
mostly
Sony kids.
Mostly it's the graphics part that gets me the most, because if it doesn't look like Gears of War now, that's like the staple.
Right.
If it doesn't look like Gears of War, I don't want to play it.
Right. That's the difference, though, between, like, being a fanboy and being a fan. You know what I mean? Because if you were a fan of Xbox, then you play that more than anything else. But you're willing to play other stuff as well.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a fanboy, you only play the 360.
But you gotta,
you won't play anything else.
You gotta admit, though, as far as, I mean, the only thing I can side with the graphics wars is, you go and you play, let's say, Ninja Gaiden or Chronicles of Riddick for the regular Xbox. Then you play a lot of the lesser titles. I'll even throw games like Lost Planet out there. And you're like, this is, you know, better looking, but it's not graphically the jump that I was hoping for next gen. Then you look at Gears of War and go, this is what I was thinking when I first heard about next generation. This is what I think about when I pay $400 for my system. And I can understand their bitch and moan and argument, because we're almost 2 years into the system cycle, and where are the games that look this good on a constant basis?
But you know what, though? I mean,
and you can't say, well, it's not all about the graphics, because you know what, the gameplay isn't there either.
Well, but everybody ignores the stuff that the next gen has given us besides graphics, like enhanced characters on screen and enhanced AI, physics, that kind of stuff. Everybody kind of glosses over that in favor of what's it look like, and doesn't stop and say, hey, well, Halo 3 looks just like Halo 2, only with a little higher res graphics. Well, guess what? The AI is probably going to be better. There's going to be more characters on screen,
and
the physics are completely different.
That multiplayer's been revamped,
right?
Like drastically. Like when we played it, it was like learning a whole new, you know, like learning how to ride a bike again.
Right.
It was just, they've changed so much, balanced so many other little things.
Except for the sniper rifle.
Sniper rifle again. See, the problem is you're playing with guys that are just way too damn good with it.
You're playing with guys who don't do anything but play Halo.
Exactly. Because, like, if you play with us and we have the sniper rifle, we're going to miss you a lot.
Right.
I see people running at me with the sniper rifle.
And
know?
They shoot you.
Yeah,
they're like, that good. It's ridiculous, because I can't do that. I can't be running at, like, Wombat and, like, pff, like the bullet will go past his head or something. I miss, you know. It happens.
Right.
You know what the most satisfying feeling is playing the Halo 3 beta? Is walking upon a sniper who's just camping in one spot, and he's right in front of you, and he's like trying to aim at someone. Just walk right up to him. Boom! You're dead.
My favorite experience so far is on high ground. This guy was camped out up in, like, the little crow's nest.
Yeah.
And he's just chilling up with the net over top
laser.
Of it or whatever. And he's just chilling up there with the laser, and he's trying to pick people off. And there was a grav lift that somebody put right in front of it. I just bounced up. He's standing right on the edge. I just bounced up and went, and he died. It was the greatest experience ever.
That's awesome.
Now, here's
and
a
then
good
his beautifully physics-enabled body fell from the
flopped
perch
around.
And
here's a good thing. If you get the newest issue of OXM, go to the back and flip to Tim Schafer's article about his experience with Xbox. And I read that last night, and I really like the way he puts it. He doesn't turn on his Xbox with the idea in his mind, I want to play Gears of War. He turns it on with, I'm going to go play Xbox. And his experience is like getting online, see who's online, going to see what's new on the marketplace, you know, then seeing if your friends are playing something, and then deciding what game to play. So that's his next-gen experience with that system. And most people, you know, overlook that with... And that's another thing that really pisses me off about Xbox people is their constant bitching about the marketplace. Mm-hmm. Microsoft has created this service that offers you so much crap. There's a lot of free crap on there. Yep. You just have to find it. And there's a lot of extra crap on there that's going to cost you. Right. But if you want it bad enough, it's not that bad a price.
Well, you know it's bad when the people are on there and say, you know, Codemasters, when they announced the comic grade dirt demo. If that was delayed by a day, the forums would be lighted up with people going, oh, it was supposed to be out yesterday, this is a bunch of crap, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's free. It's like, you want to hear people who don't have anything? Look at the PlayStation Store and the lack of demos they have.
Oh, yeah.
It could be a lot worse, Microsoft people.
Exactly. And if it's a day late, you will never hear the end of it. You will hear people talking about, I'm trading in my system. You know, I don't support Microsoft anymore. You know, I'm doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm never buying anything again from you. And it's just...
They don't have to do this.
No, they don't.
It could be like the old days when we had to buy the Xbox magazine just to get the new demos to try stuff out. But, I mean, most of these demos come out a good month sometimes earlier than the game gets released, so you actually get to get a taste of what the game is actually going to play like to see if you actually want to buy it. Would you rather play the demo earlier, or would you rather go down to your local gaming store and pay $60 and go, oops?
Oops.
Oops, I don't really like this game.
Yeah.
It's
not like they're releasing the small titles either. They're doing it to the big major focus titles.
Well, yeah, there's a demo of like so many great games. Like there's going to be a Shadowrun demo, but it's going to come out after the game, but still you don't have to buy it.
Right.
You know, there's a Dirt demo up now. There's a, you know, an Hour of Victory demo coming next
Forza
week.
Forza 2 demo.
They're letting
up.
You play the Halo 3 beta, just from Crackdown, or if you did it another way. I mean, you get to play so much shit early, and all they do is, if it's 2 hours late, straight to the message board and complain.
Right.
I mean, the entertainment industry, and unfortunately the 360 community is probably the biggest about this, is getting to the point where people are anxiously awaiting a new game or a movie or whatever just so they can sit down and pick at it and find out what's wrong with it.
Yeah, we were talking about
that. Instead of sitting down and enjoying it. I mean, I understand about going into something and going in with very low expectations. I mean, you know, great examples. I watched Creepshow 3. That went straight to DVD, and obviously being a big fan of the first two, I had very low expectations for it. And I ended up liking it, but I didn't sit there and go, well, I'm going to hate this movie. You know, Pan's Labyrinth, another one. Heard all these kinds of complaining about how it's just subtitled or blah, 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 and it wasn't the never-ending story of this century and stuff like that. But then I sat down to watch it, and was amazed by it. And why? Because I didn't sit down and wait for the negatives to peak out.
Right.
So yeah,
took it at its worth, and then if at the end it didn't satisfy my needs, then I get bitch about it.
Yeah, and then we talked about that with the Forza demo. Like, as soon as that demo hit the net, as soon as it went on Marketplace, people went straight to the forums and started complaining. It doesn't have the detail on the cars that Project Gotham does. It doesn't have this. It doesn't have that. It doesn't have this. And all they did was nitpick it apart instead of just sitting down and enjoying the game for what it was.
Right.
They just constantly got to complain. And that's where the graphics horror part comes in. Because Forza, if you sit and to study it, you will see all the little things it does. And it's gorgeous. And it's fun. It plays great. And that community aspect that's in that game by itself is worth the $60.
And it's only 2 days away.
That was a beautiful song.
These things that it's great. So there, we ripped on the Xbox boys this week. Now next week, we're going to rip on the Wii people. And then the week after that, we're going to rip on the PS.
I won't be here for that. The week
so
with
when,
a K.
So when is our check from Microsoft coming?
Should be in the mailbox tomorrow.
Awesome.
Just to let you know.
Prorated for a negative thing you said today, though.
Yeah, so they just like take a little checks off. Like, you said Shadowrun was sent to die. $50 off. All right, last thing we're going to do is we're going to do our annual top 10, our weekly top 10.
Annual.
No shit.
Annual.
Well, we missed one last week, so we're going to do our weekly top 10, and this is the top 10 games that I picked out that are basically probably going to get overlooked, and they shouldn't be. The first one is Heavenly Sword.
Woot.
And this game, from the beginning, I was excited. You know, it was an action game, kind of like God of War.
And I wasn't, because I played it at a vendor show and was very underwhelmed. I thought it was just going to be another Dynasty Warrior game.
Yeah.
And I wasn't very excited. I mean, yes, I know Wombat's a big fan of the Dynasty Warriors 99 and stuff.
He loves Chinese people in Fog.
But I thought it was just going to be another one of those, and then I've seen the game as it's progressed and developed a little bit more, and now it's God of War with a chick, and it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, graphically it's come a long way.
Yeah, it has.
And just all the little things, it really looks like God of War with a chick.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
And it looks incredible, and I think that's going to be the action title for
the Kratos to transvestite years.
The next one up on the list we talked about earlier is Warhawk. this is really going to get overlooked.
Yes, and they, obviously the biggest reason, yes, exactly, is the multiplayer. But and I'll be one of the first people to admit, I was pissed when they announced single player was gone. I said, "Fuck this game."
Yeah, because we're such big fans of the original.
Exactly,
world.
I was like, and they're like, "Oh, we weren't happy with the single player experience. Like, won't you let me judge the single player experience? Don't take it out just because you don't like it."
Yeah,
hated it. Took it off my reservation list. Yeah, didn't care anymore. But I've seen a lot of new stuff on it. And
everybody that's got to play it has done nothing but rave about how fun it really is.
It's $20 cheaper than any other title out there right now, so.
And you have the option of downloading it or actually buying it in the store.
Yep.
And I think that it's going to be a ton of fun online.
Yep.
I think it's going to be great. Next up on the list is Dirt.
Woot.
And yes, this game is going to be really overlooked because most people have never heard of Colin McRae.
And never played him or never played Pro Race Driver.
Nope.
And never realized how great. You know, Codemasters doesn't do a whole lot very well.
No.
But they do racing awesome.
Their racing engine is just incredible. And even though I'm not a fan of Pro Race Driver, I think it's a little too realistic.
Yeah.
I can't deny just how good it really is. I mean, it's a real. And if you go play the Dirt demo, it's the best rally game that I've played since Rally Sport 2.
Not as good as Rally Sport 2.
Not as good as Rally Sport Challenge 2, which
But, of course, this is just a demo. We'll find out when the final version actually hits in a month.
Yes, I'm very excited about it. I love rally games. Sega Rally's really disappointed me over the last few years. Rally Sport, DICE, is now owned by EA, so they're probably not going to do another one. So this is the rally game, and from what the demo I played of it, I think it's incredible. And I think that everybody should try it out. Next up on the list, we've already talked about this, but The Darkness.
Shame on you if you don't play this.
Darkness.
This game.
That's all I gotta say.
There's a demo due at the, I think, the beginning of June.
Oh, goodness.
So hopefully we'll get a chance to play it, but this is made by Starbreeze, and if you don't know who Starbreeze is, then you probably never played Riddick.
Yes.
Because Riddick was just... I didn't even like the movie, but the game was just friggin' incredible. And these guys know how to do things with visuals that just blow my mind. I mean, it's just gorgeous. And I think that 2K Games has an incredible title on their hands. And it's sad that this was originally somebody else, and then wasn't it Acclaim?
Yep.
And then they just threw the license away and sold it to 2K. Sorry,
yep.
And they've rebuilt it.
So basically, if you're bitching out there because there's nothing unique or interesting to play and everything's a sequel, like I usually do, and you don't play The Darkness, then shame on you.
Yeah, because that game looks incredible. Next one up is Two Worlds, which...
If you're an Oblivion fan...
If you're an Oblivion fan,
you'll
this
be
is
wetting
a game
over
you
this,
don't want to miss. Because, I mean, it just... I know you're looking forward to it.
Two Worlds looks amazing.
And you notice it's coming out in, like, a month, and nobody said anything about it? Not a thing.
I'm really surprised that it hasn't picked up more steam than it has, considering the success of Oblivion. But I think a lot of people are sort of shoving it off as an Oblivion knockoff. And, you know, no doubt that it's inspired a lot by Oblivion, but it looks absolutely fantastic. And it looks to build on a lot of the stuff that Oblivion kind of started. The Elder Scrolls series in general kind of started as far as RPGs go.
Couple it with the fact that it's multiplayer.
Right.
I mean, that seems to be something everybody's forgetting. You can get online with, I think it's 8 players and play
eight,
through the quest mode
players.
Together.
Right.
You know, and that's a huge
but,
jump.
Is there a
from
charge?
What I understand, it's the multiplayer and the single player are sort of mutually exclusive. So you start over with a new character in multiplayer. You can't transfer your character back and forth.
No, because you actually want to play with the people that are online.
So it's like Phantasy Star Universe without the monthly fee.
Pretty much.
Basically, yeah. Plus it's 8 players, and it's an open world game like Oblivion as opposed to Phantasy Star's linear mission structure.
Yeah.
So you can go and do anything you want at any point. And graphically, I think it looks phenomenal.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
And the other cool thing... is that, and this is just, like, I'm still waiting to see how it's going to turn out, but from what I understand, nothing respawns. Nothing respawns. The monsters don't respawn, the little rabbits and deer that are running around don't respawn, so it is literally possible, and they said you would have to invest a ridiculous amount of time to do it, but it is literally possible to kill every living thing in the world. And be the only living thing left in the world.
See, that's impressive.
Which I just... Because to me, not so much from a, wow, it's cool that you can kill everything standpoint, but from the fact that there's that much stuff in the world that they can make nothing respawn,
and not have to worry about you killing everything just in the progress of a normal game.
Well, they actually motion captured a rabbit for the game, too.
That's solid.
Really? They motion captured a rabbit?
Yes.
That's why you call attention to detail.
Yes. But
so I'm really looking forward to it.
If you're a fan
I'm hoping it doesn't get pushed back.
Yeah, they've delayed it like a month, but right. It's still on schedule. They said it's playable from beginning to end. It's done. They just got to finish tweaking it. So the next one is BioShock.
The game that is like a magic trick. It appears and disappears all the same month. And now it's reappeared again.
It's back, and when this game comes out, and I just watched the videos, and a lot of people look at it and go, this looks really slow. You know, slow-paced kind of thing, but just the environments.
Has there actually been gameplay footage?
Oh, yeah, lots of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Lots of it. I mean,
it's... I've just seen all those little tech water showing off.
Oh, no, there's a scene where where you go in and you see the big daddy and the girl comes over and she puts a needle in the guy to take the stuff out of him, and then he shoots the big daddy and he throws a thing at him and has these turrets come down and attack him, and it's just... The way you can approach any situation is incredible to me.
Yeah, the big daddies are basically like the boss fights in the game. And what's cool about it is you can fight them on your terms.
Yes.
You can actually lure them to other areas. You know, so... And on top of that...
So it's not like Mega Man, where you get locked into a room. You get locked in the room, and you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, what's cool is it's got consistent damage. So if you, like...
If you shoot him a couple times and then come back later, he's still hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's really cool. And
looking good.
And you can actually cause enemies to fight with each other.
Right.
By putting little things on them and stuff. And it just... That game looks absolutely incredible. And I just fear that nobody's going to play it. Nobody's going to buy it. It's going to end up like Deus Ex, where it sits in a bargain bin for $4.
Right.
And it's just sad.
You really think it's going to come out in August, or you think it's going to get pushed back the next year?
I think it'll get pushed back again. I don't think it'll get pushed back till next year, but I think it'll get pushed back to the fall.
I think even if it gets delayed, I won't complain. I mean, there's so much stuff coming out, but when it comes out, I really think that it needs to come out at a time when there's nothing else out.
Right.
Yeah,
so
that's
people will
that's
get
true.
A chance to play it, you know, and actually enjoy it. Like, January and February seem to be the hot months for releasing new IPs that nobody's ever heard of. So that might be a good time, and it'd be a good time to release the next game, which is Assassin's Creed.
Oh, which just looks like a mix between Prince of Persia and Hitman, and it makes me smile.
The thing that Assassin's Creed has going for it versus BioShock is everybody's excited about Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only one I see on your list that I think doesn't really need to be on there as far as overlooked. I think everybody's going to buy Assassin's Creed.
I hope everybody buys
it. For the minute people first saw the first screenshots of that game, everybody's been salivating about it. And then when they got to see an emotion and go, okay, those weren't just CG, that was real time.
I just
the other thing, too, is for everybody online is raving about it.
That's
but
my
it
thing,
might be
like,
overlooked by gamers in general.
Yeah, that's my
real...
Who
don't exactly know... I'm talking about the guys that just walk in and look at the box and say, well, do I want to buy this or do I not want to buy
this? Yeah, it'd be kind of like Prince of Persia, where everybody on the internet was raving about it, but then it didn't really sell enough to... For some reason, it still got two sequels, which really impressed me that it made it that long.
And one of the sequels was actually really good.
Yeah, the Two Thrones was excellent.
Yeah.
The Warrior Within,
not so much.
I think the only thing that's going to hurt Assassin's Creed's selling ability is the fact that they keep pushing it back, and somebody's going to it's going to get forgotten because people have been waiting for so long. But then there's going to be like focus on the other big titles that come out, and so that'd be the only way it's going to not do its selling is if it comes out at a time that everything comes out, i.e. Prince of Persia.
That's
and,
what I, that's
and Beyond
why I
Good
think
and Evil.
That it would be good to do it in January, February, and release it when the drought hits, after you've already spent all your money, you know, and you're looking for that new game, that would be the perfect time to release it.
Yeah, one of the negative things, well, amongst a lot of things that's negative about the internet age, if you will, is we see things like games and movie footage like years before they even come out.
Right.
It used to be like 1 year, and then it's like, this game's going to come out in 2 years. Now we're seeing footage and pictures of games that won't be out for like 3 years. You know what I'm saying? It's getting out of hand. It's like almost to the point where whenever
it's like every game is a Blizzard title now. You see a screenshot, you know it won't be out for 3 years.
Yeah, it's almost to the point where like a game developer company, whenever they start making a game, as soon as they, like, have enough graphics and enough detail in the game, in the source code, to actually start taking pictures, it's already on the net and everybody already knows about it. And it's one of the things that really sucks about the internet is the internet is pretty much ruining entertainment in a way.
It's giving it all anonymity and plenty of places to bitch.
Well, the good thing is, though, I mean, it may be ruining it, but it's also giving companies a wake-up call to they really need to bust their ass if they want to impress people anymore. And so it's making people work that much harder to make a better game or a movie.
Hopefully it works this year. We're going to get a lot of big games coming out.
Sure.
And another big one coming out that most people probably won't even think about buying is Turok.
Because the last one sucked.
Yeah, because they really ran that franchise, and it was kind of like Tomb Raider, but hopefully it'll get a Tomb Raider revival.
Right.
Where it comes back
and this
it's,
new one looks really
it
good.
It looks really good. The graphics on it look incredible, and the multiplayer with the just the random dinosaurs
right.
running around the levels, that's just... I am so pumped for this new Turok, it's not even funny. And it's with all the other first-person shooters coming out this year, you wouldn't think
you
get excited about a Turok.
Right.
But I think a lot of people are going to see the box, they're going to see that name, and they're going to be like, Evolution.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, I didn't like how they changed the design for Turok.
Well, from the Indians to the, like, futuristic mechanical dudes?
Well, I mean, the main character just looks like another shaved head Marine. I mean, it's you know,
yeah,
it's
but
a
I never
cliche.
See him. I don't care.
Right.
Well, I mean, a lot of people nowadays like to have iconic characters. Well, you know, I went on the whole thing about how Halo was iconic because of the Master Chief helmet and everything. But this guy's just another ball-headed Marine, you know.
Yeah, but Prey stole the Indian first-person shooter market, so...
Well, yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah, you know. I'm still...
I'm sorry, Native American.
Watch your tongue.
Vanishing Americans.
All right, the next one up on the list is... We talked about this earlier, too.
Oh,
Uncharted
God.
Drake's Fortune.
Oh, looks awesome.
And
it does look awesome.
It looks incredible, and you can sit there and you show that to somebody, and they'd be like, what the hell is that?
Right.
There's no name to it. There's no, you know, the only thing is it's made by Naughty Dog.
Right.
Obviously the first thing people look at, and they're like, hey, looks like Tomb Raider.
Yeah,
right.
With a guy.
Right.
Tomb Raider with a guy.
Except it looks more, you know, more adventurous.
Looks like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Indiana Jones.
A good Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
But thing
well,
is,
bad.
Thing
was
is
bad.
What will kill Drake's Fortress is if it doesn't make it out this year.
Yeah.
If it tries to go head-to-head with Indiana Jones by LucasArts, it's going to get squashed. Not only by name recognition, but Lucas is using that same engine they're using with that Force Unleashed for Indiana Jones, and it's going to be freaking awesome.
Force Unleashed. Oh, we're
God,
talk
it looks
about that
so
game.
Good.
So, do you know when the new Indiana Jones is supposed to come out?
Next summer.
Yeah.
Next summer?
Next summer? Dude, I read an entire, like, humongous article. I think it was in Edge magazine, European gaming magazine, like an entire year ago. And they were talking about how it was like 70% or 75% done.
Well, yeah, there was an original game that they had made.
Yeah.
And I think they're kind of going back to the drawing board, kind of like they did with Time Shift.
Right.
And just redoing.
That should be your number 7 and not Assassin's Creed. I think Time Shift is actually
Time Shift's going to get overlooked because that demo sucked balls. Oh, my God, it was awful.
And for anybody who played the demo and thought nothing else about Time Shift needs to look at last month's Game Informer with Call of Duty 4 on the front because there are some really cool shots of Time Shift.
That
in
game
there.
Looks incredible. And the way you can like destroy any environment.
Yeah, I mean, they you see like the retouchings of the new environments and stuff,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they show the old shot next to the new shot.
It's like no comparison.
Look like Nintendo 64 next to 360.
Just bad. I mean, it's a whole other thing. And the last game on the list is Stranglehold,
which is the game I've been most excited about for the last 8 months.
Now. Yeah, they've been talking about it for like eight months, and they've been saying
it's
going to come
really
out.
Good.
And it just, you see the screenshots and you see the video footage, and it's like a Max Payne with like. Just all kinds of interactive environments.
Chow Yun Fat.
Yep. And then if you buy the PS3 version, you get a copy of Hard Boiled right on the Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
Yep.
In which Stranglehold is actually a direct sequel to the movie Hard Boiled.
Yep.
And for listeners who have not seen Hard Boiled, I will say it's a fantastic Hong Kong action movie. It was made sometime in the 90s. And for every movie that you've seen, like The Matrix... You know, a lot of your gun-wielding movies where you see a guy running with two guns in slow motion shooting at someone.
Shooting
with
in the air and going, ah.
What's that?
Shooting in the air and going, ah. Sorry. I'm wearing my Hot Fuzz t-shirt. I had to put that one in there. So.
But don't forget the pigeons.
Yeah, the pigeons. Well, every
there better be pigeons in Stranglehold.
Doves. I thought there were doves.
Is it doves?
Yeah.
Okay, then there better be
there
doves.
There are doves in Stranglehold.
Yes.
Did you not see that part in the trailer?
No, I haven't.
Well, he's doing the little spinning
around.
Yeah.
He's got, like, special moves that he can do, and one of them is he starts spinning around with his guns, and all these doves start flying around.
See, it's not a John Woo project unless there's doves.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's like most action movies, like The Matrix and stuff like that, they've borrowed a lot of the action choreography from the original Hardboiled movie.
Right.
So, I mean, if you want to really see where modern action films, you know, that involve guns kind of originated from, check out Hardboiled. It's really good.
Well, if you have a PS3, you can watch it.
Yeah.
And the thing is about Stranglehold, I think the thing that's going to catch people's eyes, it is John Woo, it is Chow Yun-Fat. It will sell better than its predecessor, PsyOps.
Yeah, I know.
PsyOps, one of the best freaking action games they ever did on the Xbox and PS2, and got so overlooked, and you can find any bargain bin for like $6.99 now, and you need to go and buy it now. But for anybody who did not play PsyOps, needs to play Stranglehold.
That was my first thing about getting excited about Stranglehold. I was like, this is made by the guys that made PsyOps,
right.
So I'm so excited about playing this now, because I love PsyOps.
I got another one for your list that's probably going to be overlooked.
What's that? Yeah, but did you see the reviews?
Oh, did it get reviewed already?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the reviews, because it looks awesome to me.
Yeah.
But
Call of Juarez.
Call of Juarez.
I played the demo like 6 months ago and hated it. So.
Really?
The reviews are saying it's pretty bad. Yeah.
Suck. Yeah. I was actually really looking forward to it.
Could be another Dead Man's Hand. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh,
that's what I mean.
No, not every game can be gun.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
You know. All right, so that pretty much wraps up the show. We want to thank our special guest for being here. He added a lot of insight and
we
discussion.
Did.
www.gamingage.com
Gaming-Age.
Gaming-Age, and yes, they're popular for the NeoGAF forums, which everybody loves. But be sure to stop by the forums, drop off your opinions. They're always welcome, and we usually address most of the questions and comments that get put on there. And we hope you all enjoyed Mr. Khan's story about his infamous chicken call. So as a last resort, we're going to let you take it out one last time. And as your sensei would say,
I'm so tired of being here, suppressed by all my childish fears. And if you have to leave, I wish that you would just leave. Cause your presence still lingers here, and it won't leave me alone. These wounds won't seem to heal. This pain is just too real. There's just too much that time cannot.
plop, 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 plizzle.
Meow, little kitty.
What's up?
Yeah.
I'm gonna... Zero, I'm going to like put that on the podcast.
I don't like the way...
Get to the chopper!
You know, I'm not exactly comfortable.
You know.
My precious. My one and only precious.
Oh, Jesus. Thunder pushing.
Thunder pushing was eyeing my crotch.
But you still have to learn self-reliance.
I have a pretty solid interest in my genitals.
Genitalia.
Hey, well, darling. My name's Captain Jack Sparrow. Wow. Gonna see my sword.
It's got a solid snake. What is it with everything being solid?
Everything
snake
solid snake.
Somebody else.
Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
Colonel.
EA Sports.
I'm in the extension points.
EA Sports.
EA Sports.
It's Metal Gear.
It's Metal Gear.
It's in Shadow Moses.
It's Shadow Moses, isn't it?
Colonel. I got hemorrhoids. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.